Do you need a permit to drive a driverless car in Florida? Well, Barry, a lawmaker who's a big fan of ride-sharing services, claims you do not, unlike some other states like California. WSF's Steve Newborn drove that claim by Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida.
You need a permit to drive a car, go fishing, or even borrow a book, but how about piloting a driverless car? Ready or not, those are coming. Several car companies are already testing these autonomous vehicles. In December, California revoked the registration of more than a dozen Uber cars the state said lacked permits. So State Senator Jeff Brandis of St. Petersburg saw an opening and tweeted, "Hey Uber, unlike California, we in Florida welcome driverless cars. No permit required." Let's run that one by Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So you don't need any kind of permit to drive? I'm using air quotes here, a driverless car?
That is true. That was our rating on that one. And, you know, there are some requirements in states like California. You know, they had one where you had to have that $5 million in insurance and you had to have a permit for that car, a special permit. Now, Florida at one time, you know, and back in 2012, it passed a law, Brandis co-sponsored it, and that said you had to have a valid driver's license to operate an autonomous vehicle. But they also had to have $5 million in insurance, a company did, before they could test an autonomous car. Now, 4 years later, that was just last year, they got rid of that insurance requirement. But there is nothing in the law that says you need a special permit from the state to have a driverless car. And, of course, you should keep in mind, the law could change whenever the legislature decides.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, the next crash, this insurance requirement may come back too, right? Who knows?
Yeah, and it's interesting because the first actual fatality attributed to a driverless car was here in Florida.
All right, moving on, the Middle East is once again providing fodder for fact checkers. Florida Senator Marco Rubio was one of three senators who once blasted lax embassy security for the 2012 attack in Benghazi, where the American ambassador was killed. A web posting by a group called The Other 98 claims Rubio was also backing a bill that would cut funding for security at embassies by half if the U.S. does not move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Josh, what's the ruling on that one?
Well, we rated that one mostly false. And, you know, there was a photo meme there that had some rather colorful language here. And it picked on Ted Cruz. And it picked on Dean Heller from Nevada. And it picked on Marco Rubio. Now, Rubio and Cruz actually were pretty outspoken about what they called lax security in Benghazi. But the legislation that they're talking about here is actually a Senate bill that concerned moving the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And that was something that Congress mandated back in 1995. And so presidents have not done that yet. There's a lot of concerns about actually doing it. So it's one of these kind of political footballs where Congress has said we need to do it and nobody's actually done it yet. Now, what this bill that was introduced has said is that we're going to move this embassy to Jerusalem. And if we don't, we're going to cut the embassy security, construction, and maintenance part of the budget by 50%. And experts had told us that actually the part that pays for what we would consider security, cybersecurity, armored vehicles, actually is part of a different heading under the budget. So a little bit of gamesmanship here. And keep in mind, Heller has been introducing this bill four other times, including a year before the Benghazi attacks happened. So all these things are not apparent. So we called this one mostly false.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. An exaggeration of the facts doesn't add up to the truth now, does it?
It rarely does, Steve, as you well know.